Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The three-wheel chrome three-wheeler. Man, that brings back memories. And also ties in exactly with a text message from Officer Rick and brought back some memories, and I thought of the same thing. Officer Rick says, I listen on Simple Radio app every single day. How could he not know? But I bet he's glad that he ran into you in Charlevoix yesterday. He said, I originally heard you and Brian Summerfield on the radio while traveling through Northern Country the summer of 2015, 10 years ago. He said, then I heard you guys on Wham from 11 to noon and have been a loyal listener ever since. Yes, that was back in the day. Your Defending Fathers was actually two of us, for those of you who don't know. Brian Summerfield and Chuck Arandy, Your Defending Father. Brian was the nerdy accountant, bean counter, straight guy. And I, of course, was the radical color commentator. And we did that show. We started in April of 2012. And we did that until Brian left the state of Michigan, basically listened to me too much, complained about Michigan and Michigan's taxes and regulations. And finally, he decided, you know what? Trucker's right. I've had enough of this state, and packed up and moved to the free state of Florida. And I haven't spoken to Brian in a while, but yeah, him and his wife moved down there. And I know Blanca, she got a job, I believe, teaching English to the Spanish-speaking students there in Naples, Florida, and has been very successful in his business down there. And if any of you still are clients, tax clients of Brian up here in Northern Country, send me a text message. Let me know. I don't know if he's still seeing or servicing his client base from the Petoskey area or not, but greatly appreciate if you could send me a text. If Brian's still working with you, I'd love to talk to him. I haven't reached out to him in a while, so hopefully he's doing well and Blanca's doing good, the family's doing good, and wish him all the success in the world. Great guy, but basically got fed up with Michigan and said, that's it, I'm out of here, and moved a couple years ago now down there to Florida. Hey, one thing I did want to mention, and this is kind of interesting. One of the things I think is probably going to be a distraction, something that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is going to try to get us to look at with all of the potential investigations that she is potentially looking at. One of them is happening right now. Former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach is testifying right now, started at 9 o'clock this morning, testifying before the Michigan House Election Integrity Committee on the accuracy and integrity of the Michigan election system under Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Michigan Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Rader. It's in room 307 of the House Office Building in Lansing, and they will have a link to the video of it soon, which I plan to watch and be part of. But one of the things that's pretty interesting is that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is avoiding questions with regards to the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. As you know, and I talked about it when it happened, it was a breaking story, that this governor was out of the country with the CEO, Quentin Messer Jr. They went to Australia together. They called it an economic development business trip to recruit Australian companies to consider relocating to the state of Michigan. Well, last month in June, when they were gone, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, went to the corporate offices of the MEDC in Lansing and served a search warrant. They raided the office. They took computers. They took phones. They took all kinds of files from them in an investigation regarding one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's associates. Fay Baydoun had attempted to create an influencer company where she was able to submit, with the governor's help, guidance, advice, how to apply for a $20 million grant with the MEDC. Email records have already come out that the governor's office was interacting directly with Fay Baydoun and was discussing with her ways to obtain this grant money from the MEDC. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out a press release at a factory, came out just 3 days ago on July 12th. It was funny, the timing of this, because it came out on a Saturday. If you know anything about media, you don't do a press conference or a press release on a Saturday. You wait until Monday, which would have been yesterday, to do it. Well, she didn't do it. They printed this story in MLive on Saturday. Now, maybe the actual press conference took place on Friday afternoon, but it was well after we were off the air. According to the governor, Michigan has been recognized for being one of the best places to do business in America, having moved up 3 spots in a national ranking. Now, who did the ranking? Who did the study? Well, CNBC, the communist division of NBC, released America's top states for business list for 2025 on Thursday, where Michigan was ranked number 6, the highest, 6th highest state, and also the highest ranking since the list was launched 19 years ago. The Great Lakes state moved up 3 spots from last year's number 9. And this is the 4th time Michigan has been in the top 10. The annual study subjects all 50 states to a test, measuring them on 135 different metrics in 10 key categories of competitiveness. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in a press release from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's office, said, "Michigan is on the move. We are on the rise because all across the state, we're bringing people together to create jobs, bring advanced manufacturing to our state, lowering the cost of job training and fixing our damn roads, quote unquote, said Whitmer. This national recognition is yet another sign that we're making progress and keeping our momentum going strong. We will keep a close eye on any impact that uncertainty caused by national tariffs and federal budget cuts could have on our state's economy. Here in Michigan, we will continue rolling up our sleeves and getting things done, said Whitmer. Now, I like how she kind of had to get a little jab into President Trump talking about national tariffs and federal budget cuts. Well, Michigan came in ahead of Georgia, Indiana, Tennessee, and Minnesota in improving its position in five of the top subcategories, including being fourth for the cost of doing business. That is a jump from 12th last year, now ahead of Texas. Cost of doing business, I don't believe that in any way, shape, or form. Cost of doing business with our electric costs, with our car insurance costs, with our taxes, I don't believe it. That's a bald-faced lie. There is no way Michigan is fourth in the country for the cost of doing business. I'm just not buying it. According to this poll, we are the 14th best state for quality of life. That I can accept. We're up to 15th in the country for infrastructure. I question that highly. And based on the overall state economy, we jumped from 38th in the country to 18th. Sorry, CNBC. I'm just simply not buying your numbers. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing,
handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Going to wrap up this MLive story that came out over the weekend on Saturday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer touting Michigan as being the sixth best state in the country for businesses. Number one is North Carolina, which if you look at North Carolina, low state income tax, low corporate income tax, low property taxes. They also have a free market on electricity. They have co-ops, not basically a 90% monopoly like we do between DTE and Consumers Energy, where only 10% of our electric grid here in Michigan is free and competitive with co-ops. Also, beautiful country, mountainous areas, beautiful cities, clean, absolutely clean environment everywhere, and a better climate. Number two is Texas. And right behind Texas is Florida. What do those two states have? No state income tax. Warmer climates, better roads. Property taxes, a lot lower than Michigan's based on taxable state equalized values. And another thing that they have are governors that did not implement the massive shutdown that Whitmer did under COVID. Virginia's number four. And directly to our south is Ohio. They came in fifth best. And Vivek Ramaswamy is running for governor, leading in the Republican polls right now. He's already said he wants to eliminate the state income tax in Ohio. If he, in fact, gets elected governor of that state and does eliminate their state income tax, Michigan's in trouble, especially southeastern Michigan and the southwestern portion of the state, because businesses will simply migrate below the border. They get rid of the state's income tax. It is going to cause a mass exodus out of Michigan in both Southeast and Southwest Michigan. A lot of our manufacturing, a lot of our small businesses are going to move across the border into Ohio. So I think Governor Gretchen Whitmer is very aware of this in seeing how these other states have outranked us. And again, I'm not buying. We're the fourth best state in the country for the cost of doing business. With our taxes, along with the regulations that we have to put up with for businesses, as well as electric cost, insurance costs, many others, taxes, not buying it at all. Now, of course, CNBC is going to want to skew the methodology to try to help Gretchen Whitmer overcome and have something positive to talk about, while at the same time being investigated potentially by her very own Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Ties to her associate, Faye Baydoun, in that $20 million grant, took the money, never created the business, never created the jobs. And Gretchen Whitmer helped her get the $20 million grant. So we're going to continue to watch this story, but I think Gretchen Whitmer is trying to come up with stories to divert our attention, to make it look like she, as our governor running the state of Michigan, is doing a good job. Well, I know the House Republicans are watching it, and I know that there's going to be issues and problems over the budget. So we'll continue to follow this. We'll keep an eye on it, see where it goes. And also, one other little short note. Let's see, do I have time? I think I can get this one in. This one's going to take longer. I'm going to do this in the third hour, having to do with the MEDC and Faye Baydoun specifically. Michigan Economic Development Corporation wants a second opinion on the Attorney General's power to review attorney-client documents. Michigan Economic Development Corporation will appeal a judge's decision that independent attorneys can sift through documents the Attorney General seized during that investigative raid over the $20 million grant awarded to former MEDC Executive Board member Faye Baydoun. Ties right in to this story that I was talking about previously. We'll wrap this up. We'll either do it at the bottom of the half hour of second hour or possibly the third hour. I got some things planned. We're going to talk with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves.